Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 174. Wow. Today is Saturday, July 13th, 2019. I am your host, Lita. Hi. Joining me as my co-host this week is Niecy. I have to think about it every single time.
Oh, jeez. Thanks.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning. And joining us for our guest, our very special guest and a regular, an absolute regular and a thoroughly wonderful human being. This way, Rogue Slayer. There she is.
Hello. Down there.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, ladies. How are we all?
The recurring guest, you know, yes. On a show.
Yes. Well, we do love to catch up and, you know, see what you've been into. I know you've been busy. I can normally tell when I see the tweets. I'm like, yeah, she's been busy. She's been busy, which is good. So
yeah.
let's get stuck into it and see what you've got. Because, you know, sometimes some weeks I think, yeah, I've been real busy. I've had a huge week. And then I see Rogue Slayer and I'm like, yeah, nah. All right. So
she's
Rogue Slayer.
She's been very busy.
What have you been up to since the last time we saw you? So tell us.
Since we last spoke. So that was like late April. And I think one of the tips I gave on that was, you know, don't be stubborn. The next day, I had a death by stubborn. Verdantly, level 59. She was in Eastern Plaguelands doing Terranar's quests. And, you know, Terranar disappeared. He left me in the lurch, and I had the things chasing me and everything, and I was trying to run, and then the little dogs were chasing me, and I kept trying to try. I'd turn around. No, I can't do it, and I'd run, and then finally I just died. So death by stubborn, emphasizing my point of don't be stubborn. So after deciding that I wouldn't be stubborn, I thought maybe I should smarten up on some other things too. So I've been playing this for, I don't know how many years, I think since 2010, maybe. I've been doing Iron Man since 2012. Yeah. And
couple.
The only time I really paid attention to stats, like really paid attention, was when I was doing PvP. Remember I was on a PvP thing for a while, but I really didn't. These guys, all my challenge tunes, I'm kind of like, I want them to live. I want stamina. And that's really all I pay attention to. Maybe some intellect if they were a mana user. But I decided to start paying attention. And so I went over to Icy Veins and I brought up the stats for each tomb when I was playing them. And I'd say, and gosh, you know, having a lot of intellect really, really, really helps, even if you don't have a lot of stamina.
Nice.
Or armor. So now on my mana tunes, which is most of the ones I'm playing now, I go for that intellect. I look to see what my second and my third stats are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never have to drink anything anymore. Yeah. I don't.
Yay!
It's like, wow. So I've been paying attention to that a lot. Last time I said that I kind of gave the Noble Gardener's Hearthstone a meh.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we were still in the middle of Noble Garden when that was going on. Well, now that I've been able to use it outside of Noble Garden, I could see that, oh, it's so cute. There's all these little bunnies and eggs dancing around and everything. It just, before I thought it was part of the built-in scenery. So I like the Noble Gardener's Hearthstone. The Midsummer Hearthstone, I will now give that one a meh. I'm just not that thrilled.
Yeah.
It's just kind of,
they
get some fire in their hands. And poof, you're home.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I think there are a couple more Hearthstones coming this year. Now, I have to say, I've never, you know, a lot of folks like to use the Night Elves because you have the Shadow Meld. And I never really had to use it before, maybe because I never got as far as I've been doing now that I've actually paying attention to my stats.
Yeah.
But Shadowmeld saved my ass. I had Sky Green. She was level 68. She's a disciplined priest.
Yeah.
Lots of intellect now. And she was 68. She was out in the Caldera. And mm-hmm. I flew out of the transit of S.H.I.E.L.D. to go do a quest.
Yeah.
Immediately got pounced on by a Nexus Watcher.
Yes.
Who just like, poof, smacked me out of the sky. I limped on the ground. I had half my health was gone. She was zooming in for the kill. I hit my Shadow Meld. She lost interest and went away. I ran back to the Caldera and left that area far, far behind, and I will never return there again.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So what else am I doing? Midsummer Fire Festival. I went through that. Obviously, I was saying I gave a meh rating. I took Lilbit Verdi, who was 85, and I just took her out and I did all the fires that she could get and to get the 300 for that Hearthstone. And then I took everybody else. I took to the ones I could get them to.
Yep.
Without too much stress.
Nice.
And Lilbit Verdi, it was good that she did that for the team, because at level 86, she's out in whatever the valley of the I don't know where Half Hill is, and she was doing the daily quests and was battling the Kunzem up on the hill, and she's a warlock, and I let too many get in. I got a little too confident, and I didn't pay attention to the wandering groups of three that came over, and I hadn't created a health stone, so she went kaput at 86.
Oh, no. Oh, damn.
But, you know, so speaking of deaths, I thought I'd go through the deaths that I've had. I've had quite a few deaths since last time. Two of them were the day after the last podcast. So I lost verdantly, 59, that death by stubborn.
Yeah.
Then I decided to try some Pandarant.
Okay.
And you know, you're all in on the Pandaren. You gotta get through that whole zone.
Yeah.
So the first one flamed out at level 10 to Pandaren Mage.
Yep.
The second one, I got her off the island, but she died at 33.
Okay.
Speaking of stubborn, the next one, I got her off the island, got her to 30. The next one is still alive. She's at level 26 and she's sort of just resting. Safely. Right. And then I had Lilbit Verdi, the 86 gnome up on the cliffs there. And then Sky Green was an 83 night elf priest who passed away. So those in general, those are the high or perhaps low points of what I've been doing since we last spoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh my, you have been busy. I will say that. My goodness. So which challenge are you currently focused on, and for any particular reason, or is there a certain class or race that you're going after right now?
Well, every single one of those were all green challengers. I wandered over and I did a couple of, you know, my irons, and I was like, I'm going back to the greens. So I'm mostly doing the greens. I have paid a little bit of attention to my tin. She's, I don't know, she's like 105, 106 or something now. I actually might try a working one sometime. But we'll see. But the green, I feel like, you know, the green, I'm getting further. You know, it's kind of a given for me now. I'm going to probably, unless I do something really stupid, I'm going to get them at least to 60. It used to be my goal was to get to 60. Now I can get to 60. And then pretty much I can get to 80, that and above. That's where obviously I'm having the most trouble, because it's the most foreign to me at this point. You know, it's been so long since I really played it. But I'm getting more comfortable with it since I've sacrificed several to it. But right now it's mostly green. And as far as what class race, I'm usually sort of all over the place. This week, we'll get to this week when we get to the this week section, but I've actually been focusing on one. But we'll get to that later.
What?
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
Wow, you've been channeling the energy. Mm. All right, so has patch 8.2, because that's been out for a couple of weeks now, has that changed any of your goals that you've been working towards?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. I don't get out that far into the world to have it affect me that much. Although I was really, really irritated at my Azure Water Strider and why she wouldn't, can I swear? Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to beep it out. Mm-hmm. Why she wouldn't fucking run on top of the water. And I had to go look it up and I saw, oh, okay. So I've taken the Azure Water Strider off of all my sidebars, except for the ones who are already nice and high and can do something. You know? Yes. But other than that, no, it's rare that a few weeks ago, I actually got out on one of my regular real tunes that's out in one of those new areas. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it's called. It's the Jaina Proudmoore area. but yeah, other than that, not really.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. Like for some people, that's right. It can make an impact, definitely. And then for others,
yes. Yeah.
There's no impact, but like we had said, I think we mentioned it last week, obviously with the mounts and mount equipments are okay. And certainly if you can afford to go to the auction house and buy a mount equipment to put onto your bar that might make, you know, that might give you something to make it, then that's okay because you've earned your gold to be able to do that. But it is so annoying. I hear you. You hop on the water strider.
Yeah, right now and I use my sea wordle, my sea turtle, and I just go fast through the water, and that's mm-hmm. fine. You know, no. I like the Azure Water Strider is cute. I like the way he stands up and everything, but you know, it's cute and it challenges.
I had never used my water strider.
Really?
I think a little bit in the beginning, but. Towards the end, I'm either on a priest that can levitate, so I'm just levitating over the water, or I'm on a shaman that can water walk. But, I mean, those are all situational, because, the second you take damage, you're in the water anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't really use my water strider all that much. I've had them on the bar, but I just never really used them. So I guess I'm one of the few who just doesn't really miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I missed it.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. It's just like,
yeah, but I don't think I'm going to spend the money on it to buy it. I try to save my money up so I can get the flying and the fast riding. That's more important to me than the water. I can use my turtle and swim fast. You know?
That's a good thing. You can, if you have got one of the sea turtles, that certainly does help. Or even if you've got one of the seahorses, they can certainly help. But the sea turtle's so cute. This is so cute when it swims on the water. So
The little hot toy.
Yes. No, very, very cool. All right. So then, Rogue Slayer, what advice? Because we always like to, see from people, especially everyone can give tips and tricks and advice and all of that. But again, for you, what are your tips, tricks, advice for people wanting to try a challenge tune or who are new to playing at the moment?
Okay, so along with my check icy veins and pay attention to your stats in the order of them, I decided to put together some more tips for perennial noobs like me. Okay,
yes.
So these are some things that a couple of these I just picked up this week, actually one. Other ones are just ones that I remember when I first learned of them, it was like, wow, really? So auto run with key binding. I think that I only got that 4 years ago, you know, so you can set up an auto run. I have it set to, I think it's my right bracket and I do that and then I just run, you don't have to hold your finger down. So another one, this is one I just found out, Vic's Keys. So this is over in Solazar Basin, Northrend. And Vic, the pilot, has lost his keys and you have to go check the little piles of mud to find his keys underwater. And there's threshers or whatever out getting you. Did you know that if you hover your mouse over the different ones, it'll actually tell you which one it's in?
Okay.
What? I never knew that. I'm just sitting here. I'm like, I'm getting all these, picking, clicking. I'm fighting. Because none of them have. And I finally decided to go look it up. And it said, oh, you can hover over it. It'll tell you which one it's in. Okay. When you're fighting, you can reduce the time between your spells. Now, remember, these are perennial noob tips, for me. You know, you don't have to wait until the spell has run all the way through its bar. You can start hitting it again as it's approaching the end, and your time between spells will go a lot faster. You'll get a lot more damage in before they take you out. I mean, I saw a noticeable difference when I started doing that. And that was just since the last podcast.
Nice.
Oh, here's one. /tar/tar. This will, you can target things. You can, you know, slash tar and then put in the name of whatever it is that you're looking for. And it will target them. Sometimes it's hard to get the stupid little thing, like those, the little glow flies over in the Valley of the Four Winds. And they're flitting. It's, you know, do /tar, whatever the name of it is, and it'll grab it, and then you can get near it, and I use a comma to interact with it, so then I'm good. All right, now, more generally, here's my philosophy one for this week. Even when things are great, hold on to your core strategies that have gotten you there this far. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Little Birdie, who died on the cliffs with the coons in because I let go of my strategy of being careful and making sure I knew where everybody was. I'm just like, oh, I can do this. I can. So keep to your core and keep that. Yep. And then finally, this is because someone actually asked this in Goldshire to go to the Darkmoon Fair, click on the portal with your mouse. And there you go. So I was asking, how do I activate the portal? So
What were they doing?
Just my tips.
Trying to
I have walk no idea.
Back and forth?
Trying to run into it? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay.
I do remember when I was first starting to play, I was trying to get out of the vineyard area, which is in the human starting zone in Goldshire.
Yes.
And I came across the guy who is his Worf, you know, his Worf does the voice. And I was trying to get him to help me. And I was wrong clicking him. I was like left clicking. I should have been right clicking. I don't know which, but he got really annoyed. I've never had an NPC get annoyed at me since then. He finally went through his standard scripts. Can I help you? What can I do for you? Greetings. Stop that. So right and left clicking can make a difference too if you're trying to get a portal activate. Okay. Absolutely. So those are my tips and tricks.
There's some really good ones there. And I think it's a good reminder. Absolutely. The /tar one is a very good for looking for target stuff. Absolutely. So, and I think the best one is definitely core strategies. Hold on to them. Because we do. Sometimes brain farts happen. When that happens, I know for me, I normally end up dead. So, you know, sometimes you just got to go back to, you know, you got to stay alive and just take your time. Don't rush, you know, do all of those kinds of things. And, but no, thank you for all of those. Other than that, how's your week been though?
So this week, now I mentioned I would get back to what class and race I've been playing. So I did mention that I did lose Sky Green at level 83. This was right before this week was starting. It was like on Thursday or Friday. It was like the last day of Midsummer's Festival. You know, it was going to be cutting off that morning. I let go. I didn't listen to my gut. I was doing the one where you have to get the vermin teeth and rescue the farmer's daughter. This is one of the Pandaren, you know, towards the growing your farm thing. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, I've had trouble with this before. No, she's been doing great. It'll be okay. No, if I'm thinking it'll be okay, it's not going to be okay. Just drop it and run. But I did. I went in and I died. Okay. So since I was like, hey, this will fit in nicely. Sometimes when I'm on, you know, you guys will ask, you know, what's your usual approach? What's your strategy? Where do you go? What's your path? Hey, I'm starting a new tune. Let's track her path. So I spent this whole week on my, I killed Sky Green. So long live Sky Green, Night Elf Discipline Priest. I started her over again.
Okay.
And I'd like to take you on a walk through Azeroth as far as she's gotten.
Nice.
So she started off. She did the, started in Dolinar, did the early. So I decided last time we talked, I was saying, oh, I'm trying to do this thing where I'll follow the reputation so I get those good bags.
Yes.
That only really works on the gnomes they have like the best chance to get all the bags. I don't know why, but it does. So now I just, if I get the reputation up, I go get a bag. So I've dropped that. For this week, I decided I'm just going to, you know, with the scaling of the zones, I'm just going to go to whatever zone I want to and do whatever quests I want to. And, you know, a lot of times I'll want to go all the way through a zone before I go to another. No, if I don't, no, I'm going somewhere else. I'm not going to do these quests that you have to go way over here and then go way over here. Hello, Ghostland. I just forget it. So I did the early Dolinar quests. Yes. Then I did a little exploration to get some XP. And then I managed to get in 1 hour of Midsummer flights.
Nice. That's all right.
And I got a little bit of silver from that. Yeah. And then I took over to Karanos because I'm comfortable in Karanos and things are pretty easy to get to. And I know my roots. Then I went to the Darkmoon Fair. Mm-hmm. I got the go-to gold and I did the Grizzly Trophies. So I got that gold. That's like 25 gold right there.
I know, right? Hello.
After I finished Karanos, I went up to Dunalgaz. I killed the orcs and I skipped the keg. So I've had trouble with that keg inside before. So I just killed the orcs outside and then I took off. And then over in wetlands, I proceeded through all of the wetland stuff up until I always skip those later Swift Gear Station quests.
Yes.
Those are the ones where you have to go. They have the trappers and they like poison you and the rifles and then the lady up in the stockade. No, I forget the skip though.
Yeah.
So, but I did all the rest of the wetlands. Okay. Then I went back down to Redridge Mountains, and I like to do the early quests there. I skip the Etten one. Don't do that. I do, as far as the ones with the Bravo Company and John J. Keyshawn, I do the one where I go find the guy in the orc area, but then I don't do the thing to go get his, find his knife and find his arrow and go play with all the guard wolves. I skip those. I do the one you have to kill 25 orcs, and then I moved on to, back over to Westfall.
Yeah.
Down to Westfall. I skipped the one where you have to go all over the place to find the treasure.
Yes.
Didn't do that one. That's just too much running. I didn't do the captain. I hit 30 when I arrived in Westfall. So that's where we've gotten to now. There were 30. After I did the Django Spot Hide quests, I always run over the bridge and I run over to Raven Hill and get the flight point. So I have that. Tip, I've said this before, don't go into the little building with the red guy in there. He will just knock you flat. I discovered that once. I didn't need to learn twice.
Yeah.
So then I go back to Sentinel Hill, turn in the quests, and then I go back over to Duskwood. So now I'm in Darkshire.
Yes.
I do all the stuff. I don't do stitches. I've learned my lesson there. I don't do Morlottam. This time I decided to stop at the Lightforged Rod before I go down into the catacombs. Yeah, this is a priest. I don't know how she's going to do with this week's philosophy. I'm like, nope, not going to do it. I'm a little, nope, gone. 35, level 35. I was out of there. And I went down to Booty Bay where I was able to get the quest to go to Anderhall. And then the very nice mage by the flight point will give you a portal. So I flew down to Booty Bay, got the portal over to Anderhall. Let's see. Once I get to Anderhall, I turn in that quest and then run away. I run out and I get the Mender's Stead flight point. I don't hang out in Anderhall ever.
No.
ever.
Good point.
But I get the flight point in Mender's Stead, and then I go over to Chillwind, and then I do the rest of the quests through the zone.
Yep.
All the way through there. So now I'm at 38.
Yes.
I kind of wanted to head down to Bog Paddle next, but I wasn't quite. I needed a couple more levels. So I went and did some hinterland stuff. I've had some bad memories at Skulk Rock and at the Dinsalore, the troll area. So I just took those off. At 39, I went back to Arathi Highlands.
Yes.
I killed the courier, but I didn't do the escort quest for with and Killery, but I just killed the courier and did a couple of other little quests, got a couple of rares, and then at 40 I flew back to Western Plague Land so I could get the Fiona quest, and then I went on to Light's Help Chapel, got the rocket to go down to Fuse Light, and then at use light. I got some flight points, some exploration, and a couple of little local quests on my way to Morgan's Vigil, where I could again then get the rocket to go to Bog Paddle. And helpful tip, in case anybody doesn't know, when you take that flight to Bog Paddle, you get exploration uncovers. So you get points, you get XP for discovering these areas you're flying through, which is kind of cool.
Yes, good point.
Then I realized I hadn't picked up my faster riding. So I went over to Stormwind and I had gotten my revered. So I got a bag, got a 16 slot bag for like a gold, one gold. Nice. And I hit the riding trainer. Actually, I went and got the gold. Then I flew over to, you know, took the flight over to the logging camp. And I did a couple things there, and then I kind of lost my train of thought, and I went back to Bog Paddle without having gone and seen the riding trainer. So I had to go back over to the logging camp, get my rocks. I'm like, wow, this riding seems really slow. You know? So I did Swamp of Sorrows. I just go right through all those until I get to the temple that's in the middle of the Pool of Tears. I do the thing where you grab the artifacts. But I don't go into the temple.
Yeah,
I just from there I go over to Marshtide Watch and I do that. I do all the rest of the questies there. And at 44, I wrapped those up and I went off to Theramore Isle and Dustwallow Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
Now Dustwallow Marsh, I pretty much go through the quests for Theramore until I get to the ones for the deserters. Go find out about the deserters. I've had bad luck with the deserters, so I leave them be. I don't care. I skipped Jarl's Popped Eyes, the ones that are up above Brackenwall Village. It's just too far for the return. It's just, it doesn't seem good. And so because I didn't do that one, I didn't get sort of the drive-by raptor quests. Mm-hmm. Go catch these raptors and then release them. It's just too out of the way.
Yeah.
So other than that, I finished all the Mud Sprocket quests.
Yes.
And then I took the quest to go to New Thalinar, do that little quest, then you get the free canoe ride down to the barge. I did the initial quest at the barge, but I didn't want to go deal with the pirates on the hill or any of that. So I just went on to Teneris.
Okay. Yep.
Now in Teneris, I do the gadgets and quests, including, since this is a priest and I have levitation, I did the quest where you get shot back from rescuing the people and killing the pirates. Sometimes when you land on that, it's not good, but I had levitation. If I have that, or if I have a hunter where I can, do the hop back thing, other things that I can survive, I'll go ahead and do that. So I did that, but I didn't go all the way out to see Sparky or whatever her name is way up at the Lost Riggers Cove. That's too far. I didn't do the arena fights. I did the go see the guy, and I got some points for that. But then I went down to, I did the Gadgetzan quest, the San Sarah Watch quest, except for the last one where you look for Therizane or whatever his name is. I don't do that one. I did the South Moon Ruins, and that's where I hit level 50. So I'm at 50. So after that, I wanted to go up to Winterspring. So I sort of worked my way up Kalimdor. I did some go-to quests, go see this guy, go see that guy, and some local ones in Astronar and Stardust Spire. But then I just went up to Whispering Grove, ran up, got the flight point at the Worgen area, ran through the tunnel, and now I'm in Winterspring, and I am 55 and still alive. So this week I took my Night Elf Discipline Green Priest from 1 to 55.
Very nice.
Wow. Wow. Nice.
And now I'd like a drink of water, please. Thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say, how does it feel just playing one tune?
It's kind of cool. I mean, I keep seeing that, I don't have any rested XP, but that's fine. You get a lot more from the quest. And it is kind of cool. I was kind of being footloose and fancy free with just this one tune, I was just focusing on what can get me the farthest, the fastest.
Yeah.
And I got into I definitely know my rotations and everything. Yeah, nice. It felt pretty good. Of course, next week I'll probably be all over the place in response, but
yeah. Nice. And do you think that this strategy has been working? Like, obviously, it's working really well for a green. Would you put this strategy in when you go back to doing an iron? Or do you think this is more specifically for a green challenge?
I think this strategy will serve me even better on an iron tune.
Yeah.
Because the iron tunes, I get stubborn and I want to do all the quests and I want to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And damn it, I'm dead. And if I can just let it go.
Yes.
Let it go. The quests will come as they come. And you don't have to do that one. I'm under no obligation. I think I'll actually keep my irons out of a lot more trouble that way.
Nice. And, you know, we say this, if not every week, every couple of weeks. And I am as guilty of it as anyone else. But you do with your challenge tunes. They are not to be, don't be completionists on them. It's nice that you get those dings of achievements and you think, oh, can I do the whole zone? But walk away. For you, your gut saying, no, don't need to do it. And there's other places you can go to. And I think, you know, that's remembering if your gut is saying walk away, then go find something else. Because otherwise, and again, from experience.
Lots and lots.
Lots and lots of experience. Absolutely.
And even if your gut is saying, should I? No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. If you've got to ask the should, that's the first red flag right there.
Pretty much.
Right there. Yep. Yeah. So, you know,
if you want to, if you really, really want to do one of these quests, go take one of your regular tunes and go have fun.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, I really enjoyed the breakdown there. That's good to see. I think that's given a lot of thought for what I can do with my green as well, Rogue Slayer. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. It's good to, to delve and see where other people go. Because sometimes you do get so set into a routine that you kind of forget that there are other things. And I think that's the problem. You get set into a routine that you're like, oh, well, I need to finish this next quest because I know I did it last time and the time before. But this time it might be like, don't do that quest because,
The way the zones are now, it's not like you have to get all the way through this before you can possibly go to another zone. There's so many zones you can go to that you can play pick and choose.
Exactly. Pick and choose is definitely the way to go. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for all of that. And let's see what Niecy, you haven't done much. What's going on?
We have too.
Look.
I haven't done much at all. Not much. I'll tell you, I'm exhausted just from Rogue Slayer's week with her green. Because I bounce around between different characters, but I guess it's kind of
focus,
kinda the
Niecy.
Same, you know.
Focus, Niecy. Yeah,
I can't focus. No, can't focus on a bloodthirsty. You got to build up the rest of it.
Yes.
You have to rotate them, especially, you can't run just one. You got to run multiple.
There's a reason.
If only for a backup.
That's right.
So
exactly.
Yeah. So let's. I mean, I can't imagine if I was only running one. I've tried that before. It doesn't work for me.
Right. It was a commitment.
Yeah, I can see work. That. All right. So I've been streaming my Bloodthirsty Challengers. So I kind of have a cycle that I'm going with them. Right now, I'm running. What am I? I think I'm running six right now. And okay. They range between high 20s to very, very high hundreds. So, So let's start with the hunter. This was my replacement hunter for the one that I lost in Shadow Moon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So we're only up to level 29, but we're slowly getting there.
Getting there.
I did get her to 29. She was still in Arathi. And I've been kind of using the ones going through Arathi for my Alliance side of the Bloodthirsty Guide that I'm slowly working on as I have time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of know what the Alliance side is going to look like for that one. So she got to level 29 with a total of 1,785 kills so far. She is a panda, so she rested's not a big deal with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Haven't really had to worry about that. And I'm running a couple of priests, and I know people are like, why are you running so many? I'm actually running an experiment with this one. I decided to run holy as one of them, because I've had mixed feelings about Holy as a normal character in the past. I started out, my second character ever was Holy and leveled in Holy spec through BC up until Outlands, and I was fine. It was slow and a little sloggy, but, you know, lots of deaths on that normal. But, yeah. You know, then I went to Discipline, and then I tried to go back to Holy on that normal, and I couldn't do it. I was like, no, I hate this. I hate this. I'm mana starved. I don't know what I'm doing. What's going wrong? And I was like, no, I'm not doing Holy again.
Yeah.
Well, then I toyed with the idea on a Bloodthirsty, and I was like, maybe this will make me like Holy again. And I gotta tell you, right now, I've been seeing some interesting things so far. I don't know if it's just my imagination. I don't know if it's the fact that she's in her 30s compared to the current Disciplined Priest of Bloodthirsty that I'm running that's in her 70s. This Holy Priest, I swear, feels like they're killing leaps and bounds faster than my Disciplined Priest. Like, I think Chupa was timing how many smites it was taking, and it was taking less smites with the Holy Priest than it was on the Discipline. I mean, not even counting penance or anything. It was really weird.
Hmm.
And yeah, I'm just like, this, something doesn't feel right. Like, I'm waiting for things to go wrong and for things to start feeling really squishy because she doesn't have a shield. Yep. That's like pretty much, you know, I don't know if Shadow has one or not, but I know Discipline's got it. And so she doesn't have the shield. But she's also got a thing now where Holy Fire can proc so it stacks twice. So that's been pretty fun, I gotta say. And things are still going pretty fast with her. It's pretty interesting. So yeah. She got to level 37 this week. She's in Feralis. Mm-hmm. And she's got a total kill count, I guess, of 3,330. And so things are going really well with her. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I'm a little scared that it's going that well. I'm like, okay, I've been down this road before.
What's going on? Yeah.
So then we move on to my Bloodthirsty Monk. Now, this monk's been around, like all of these guys, with the exception of the Hunter and I think the Holy Priest, the rest of these guys have been around since Legion. So they've been floating around. They've seen some changes. Mm-hmm. Now, before BFA came in, what was it? Brewmaster was doing really well for my monk. And I was like all about the Brewmaster. I'm like, oh, I'm killing great. BFA came in and I don't know what happened. Brewmaster got scary for me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, things are taking too long to die. I'm getting too many stacks. The damage is being really weird coming in. And I was having trouble, you know, feeling comfortable and stable. And I'm like, So I went back to Mistweaver. And I don't know if they, like, super injected Mistweaver for BFA or what.
Okay.
She's melting things.
Okay.
Literally melting them. Like, I go in, I'm Jade Lightning. Okay, that finishes its cast. They come back running to me if they got bounced backwards. And it's three hits with the one spell, one with the other, and it's dead. And I'm like,
wow, okay,
that was really fast. So it's been consistently like that ever since BFA came in. And I'm like, okay. So she is level 59 now. And she's in Outlands. And she's, you know, I actually started working on her last night after Swords and I got done. We'll get to that in a minute. She's in the same spot. And I was like, gee, it just left here. And, so she's out in the dead mire and she got to level 59. Her total kills are 7,652 so far.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. So now we get to the big priest. The big priest. She's level... She's in her 70s. She's not that big. She's big enough.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your nemesis that you don't like to pronounce. Enough. So, Soul Snuffer.
And
she was named, you know, I was thinking, oh, like a candle snuffer because I'm snuffing out souls. So that's where her name came from. And she's still in Ice Crown. I'm so sick of Ice Crown right now. But, you know, I know the area. I know my loop. It's a fairly safe loop. I'm at the bottom of the Argent Tournament Ground in Sindragosa Falls. I'm just running around where there's like a cavern that's down below. I'm running around the outside edge. Mm-hmm. I don't normally have too much trouble there unless the higher levels are questing, doing their dailies or whatnot. And okay. I don't know if they're being lazy and they're like, oh, let me tag that. Or if they're being helpful, let me tag that. And yeah. I had an incident today working on her where somebody showed up out of nowhere, a mage, I think it was. And they tagged what I hit. And I kind of looked at them. I'm like, really? So I looted. They went after the next one because I waited to see what they were going to do. And I'm like, all right, fine. You have that one. I'm going to go this way. Yep. So I went that way, got up to the mob, tagged it. It was running up to me and it burst into flames and fell down. And I'm like, what? And I got half the XP. I'm like, I turned around and here comes the mage running. I'm like, buddy. So I'm like, fine. I waited to see where they were going to go. They pulled like three. I'm like, okay, you're being weird with pulling that many on a mage, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So I bypassed a bunch, got into another spot. I'm like, all right, this is good. Started killing, burst into flames and fell. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I'm purposely moving away from you. Stop. And I like flipped my shit. Russell's like, what's your problem? He's like, then go play something else. I'm like, no. So oh. I was here.
Stubborn. Stubborn. Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, you take them. I'm going to go over here. I got one in. I got my full experience.
Yay!
You know, 870 experience is a big difference when somebody else comes up and tags it and you get 300.
Yeah.
20 tags it and you get 28.
Mm. Especially on a bloodthirsty. Like, it doesn't worry me on an iron, on a green, you know.
Like I get annoyed on the iron, or but on a blood. But, you know, it's like, fine, whatever.
It's the only way we get XP. It's the only way we kill things.
Yeah, and I'm just like ticking off. I'm like, okay, so that's like what, 10 that you've tagged on me now, and I've got to kill that many more. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. So. They went in one direction. They pulled like four that time. I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to go this way. I killed two more because they were still preoccupied. And I was like, and then I stopped. I'm like, where are you going? It looked like they were turning around and running away. And I'm like, good. So I started to pull another whelp. And it didn't, like, maybe they were doing the quest. I don't know what they were doing. So they were pulling really weird. So I'm pulling this whelp and I'm hitting it. I'm like two hits from killing it, and I see them descend upon this rock that I'm standing next towards, and they're like standing on top. I'm like, don't you dare. And it died, and then they like popped up in the air, and I'm like, please stop. I had to say it in/say, and I think they flew away and they didn't even see it, because I'm like, you're killing me, buddy. You're killing me. I don't need the help. I'm fine. They finally went away. And so, but yeah, this week she got to level 78. She's got two more levels to go out there and before I'm going to move her. And then she's sitting at 12,948 kills. Mm-hmm. And she's already ready for next week. I finished getting her ready today. But cool. It's been interesting. And she does feel a lot slower. It could be the level. I don't know, but compared to that other priest, this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah.
Now, the next one. I worked on my warlock. I know you love warlocks, and I am happy you love warlocks. I don't know what it is with me. With me and this warlock, we have not been seeing eye to eye. I don't know what is going on. She's
makes
still
me
alive.
Sad. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
She's still alive. We're still on speaking terms, definitely.
Well, that's good.
But she's super slow. Like, super slow for me. I don't know if I'm not doing the rotation correctly. Okay. She feels slower than my Discipline Priest. And I'm like, what? What is going on? She has a destruction spec. I don't know if that's what it is, but that's the spec I'm a little more comfortable in. So I'm just kind of going with
it. That's just good. Destro, you should be blowing shit up.
So, I mean, stuff's dying, but for some reason, I don't know. She just feels slow and sloggy to me. It could be me. Maybe it's just not my class. That's entirely possible. But, you know, she's as high as she is, and I'm like, we're going until she's not alive anymore, as much as I'm not really jiving with it. But, you know, we're just going to go. So she got to level 88 this week, and where is she? She's in Oldham right now. She's doing loops around Lost City of Tolvere. Mm-hmm. Pretty good spot because it's kind of circular. There's lots of animals, although I will say you do have to watch the snakes and the poison when you're running a warlock through there.
Yeah.
Because not so much the poison on yourself, because, you know, you can do drain life and you're fine.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you need to watch your void walker mm-hmm. very closely mm-hmm. because he's like a wet tissue dancing in the wind. Even
he's like, hi, everyone. I'm here. Yeah. Come yeah. see.
And then next thing, you know, I can actually tell when the poison's on him, because all of a sudden I'm like watching his health on my one heal bar for him, and he's just like dropping like a stone. I'm like, oh Christ. So I'm like trying to quick health funnel him, and then I'm making sure I'm not health funneling him too much, that I'm hurting me too badly. And so it's quite a circus with that one at times, depending on where I am. And if I pull two snakes, oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
But, there's a couple spots out there where you can't help but pull two. But I'm trying to be really careful about that, because I don't really, I mean, I could try to fear one, but I'm afraid I'm going to make things worse. So I'm just, yeah, we'll just
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that the chests in Oldham aren't really worth hunting. So you get 1900 experience rested mm-hmm. for looting a chest. That's two kills on a bloodthirsty. It ain't worth it. I mean, if I see one, I'll pick it up. But I mean, the gear in it doesn't really sell anyway right now, at least not for me. But, you know, I will grab it just in case, you know, it's something that will sell, but I wouldn't go out of your way looking for them. Mm-hmm. And Cyrus the Black, he is one of the rares that can show up in that particular loop. He's really nasty. I wouldn't go after him with someone that doesn't have a pet. So Hunter, you're good. Warlock, as long as he stays focused on your Voidwalker, you should be good.
Yep.
Wouldn't go after him with someone else because he's got a really bad fear and he does some other stuff. And I went after him once on the druid and it almost didn't end well. And I was really sorry I did. But so very picky about touching him. And, you know, at that point, the rares really aren't worth it to me. They're too risky. He was just in the way. And I was like, well, maybe. And I tried it and I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that again. Yeah, so she hit, she's 19, so she's just under 20,000, basically. So let me get to the druid, my big druid. She's the big girl of the moment. So I've got two at 120. We'll see if she gets there. Right now I'm just trying to get her to 110. She should be fine getting there, should be. She's in Legion, so she's in Azuna right now. I haven't moved from my spot. I like my grinding spot in Azuna. I stay there for all... 10, 12 levels, because you can get out to Legion at 98, and I'm gone as soon as I get that exit quest from Warlords. I'm out of here. Bye. Yeah. I can't take it. It's too much in Warlords.
Yeah.
It's really bad. It just takes so long to get any XP going. It's like 6 hours a level in Warlords, so it's like, it's painful. And especially when you're on a slow class, so it's like, yeah, no. So she got to 107 and she's just hanging out I can't remember what it's called. It's some big elaborate name, Lay Ruins. It's near where all the constructs are walking around and near where all the through withdrawal elves are. And it's one of the places where people went to farm for Field Medic. There's like a little lake there, like a little tiny side one off to the side. I'm basically killing the same 3 to 4 mobs. They're respawning as I'm getting done with like the 3rd to 4th one. And then the first one's back up again.
Yeah.
And they're a mix of hostile and non-hostile. So the paladin was cool because I just stood in the middle of the water and I just like spun in a circle. And as I killed one, the next one was up. I was like, fine, whatever. Paladin could handle it.
Yeah.
You kind of, if you're going to stay there, have to tailor it to the class that you're on. The druid has some AoE things that, like to pull more than one.
Oh.
Not an ideal situation to be standing in the water there. So I had to back up. I'm standing off to the side.
Okay.
And there have been times where I've pulled one and I'm like, I'm good and I'm not paying attention and I hit Sunfire and then I've got two or three and I'm like, oh crap. So, I mean, I've got to heal, but let's face it, regrowth is not that good.
Yeah.
You have to spam it like 6 times to get anything out of it. And then by the time you go to attack again, you're like, didn't do much. But, you know, she's doing okay. She got a purple world drop last week that surprised the heck out of me. I'm like, whoa, what just happened? Yeah, it's like purple shoulders. I've never seen these before. So I'm going to send them off to mail to auction house. I'm not even going to risk it. I want them out of my bag, like, now. No, you need to go.
Yeah, because that's a real problem. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I don't want anything to happen. You know, no accidents. No, not at this stage in the game. Because, I mean, I've lost one at 109 before, and that hurt really bad. But that was a demon hunter. So, yeah. I mean, she started at 98. So it hurt, but this one's going to hurt because this one was a level one character. But she's at 107. She's just under 30,000 kills. So she's at 29,808. And it's taken her almost 12 days to get there of play time.
Okay.
Now, the Paladin hit 120 in 16 days play time. So I'm thinking the Druid might be a little bit longer in the amount of time played, just because she's a little bit slower than the Paladin. But we'll see. And I'm interested to see what the kills are going to look like, because the Paladin was at just under 43,000. She was at 42,828. I mean, there's still like a good 10,000 ish to play with there, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, you know, I'm trying to get every class to max in the Bloodthirsties, and so she's poised to become the next one. We'll see. Okay. I'm not looking forward to BFA. BFA is tough. It's rough on a Bloodthirsty. You really got to watch where you're at so you don't get into trouble. I kind of know where I'm going to go with her because I've run one through on Alliance, one through on Horde. So I kind of know where I'm at. Yeah. But, you know, different classes, how's it going to handle that mob? So that's what I'm not sure of.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see when we get there, I guess. Now, I also did some iron this week. I've been trying to play my Iron Man at least once a week, if time allows. So I'm running a Panda Priest. I don't know why I decided to go with Priest, because, you know, I don't know. I guess I hate myself.
Have
maybe.
Enough.
I don't
you
know.
Don't
yeah.
have enough priests.
You know, and
That's why.
I'm like the worst person to play Iron Man, I swear. Questing stresses me out like nobody's business. I'm like, oh God, can I do this? Can I not do this? I'm like, I don't know if I should do this. And so I'm scared of my own shadow. So every time, I mean, people in the stream can attest to this. I'm like, I don't remember this quest at all. I mean, this past week I was looking stuff up because I'm like, and then it said one thing on Wowhead. I'm like, I don't believe you. And then I'm like, you're going to hurt me. And I was like, well, we'll see. And it turned out to be a nothing quest. But I was like, okay, all right. I was misremembering, I think, in a different spot on the quest chain. But yeah. You know, and then I'm like, I've dropped so many quests on this priest. I'm like, if I was on a hunter, yeah, sure, no problem. But I'm squishy and I'm scared and I don't know what to do. I'm like naked and afraid. So I'm like hovering in the corner. I'm like, can I kill you? I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go bloodthirsty at one point because I've got to make that XP up somewhere. Mm-hmm. But then I'm bouncing back and forth between Outlands and Northrend right now because I'm like, I don't know what to do. Because I was using my team's character with Zords as a gauge for what I thought I could do on my own.
Yeah.
Well, I passed that point now and I'm on my own. And I'm like, okay, I'm scared. So I'm like, what can we do? And I've gotten no upgrades to drop at all. And I'm just like,
okay.
Why? I need something. I'm in like level 42 whites. Please, something drop. Nothing. You know, and I'm like, hey. So she went to, she did some Zangarmarsh. She went to Negrand. Got out there. I'm like, yeah, you know, we can do the Nessingwary stuff. And I wasn't high enough. And I was like, oh, right. That's the next level. Okay. Let's go over. We'll check out Talar. I don't have the rep. So I was like, all right, well, maybe we can kill it while we're on stream. We can kill the ogres nearby. We'll get it.
Yeah.
They hurt so bad on my priest. I was struggling to kill one without popping Shadow Fiend. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no.
I was like, this isn't going to work. This is too scary. And so I was like, all right, back to Northrend. And so I did what I could in Borean. I'm telling you, that Murloc quest aged me like 2 years.
Okay.
Trying to help King Nurgle Urgle or whatever his name is. I have flying, so good, but it was, I don't See, I play on a normal server, which is probably my first problem right then and there. Mm-hmm. I get cross-roamed with all these people. It is busy 24/7 no matter where I go. So I'm like working my way in. Nobody was around. Cool. I get to one spot. I get one cage open. I'm like, yay, I've got like 5 baby tadpoles. Awesome. I go around the corner to make my way to the next cage. Everything's empty. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what happened? I was killing 2 things over here. What happened? And then there's like Horde, Alliance, everybody everywhere. And they're all fighting to get to the next cage to open it. I'm like, what? And I'm just like, okay, I'll hang out. I was actually camping one particular spot for a while on my flying mount waiting for them to respawn. Because I couldn't get in elsewhere because everything, it was so crazy. Stuff was popping up like crazy. I couldn't gauge the respawn rates. And I'm like,
Yeah,
maybe this was a bad idea. It took me almost an hour to complete those 2 quests.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. And so then I'm like, yeah, okay. So I got through that. Then I moved on to Dragon Blight. I'm too scared to do Dragon Blight. It's usually a good zone for me. I did a couple quests for the harbor hub there, on the Alliance side. And then they're like, okay, go to Star's Rest. I'm like, cool. I go in there. And then they're like, okay, you need to go into the ruins. I'm like, all right. Well, there's these little ghosty things hanging around. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. They took me forever to kill. And B, they hurt really bad. So I'm like, okay, we're not doing that quest because I'm not going to have them killed by the time I get past like the third one. The 2 behind me are going to be back. So, and then I'm trapped. So I'm like, no, that ain't happening.
Oh, no.
I think I did like 4 quests out there and I'm like, we're done. So I was like, where are we going to go? And I was like, I don't know. And then I'm like, you know what? Grizzly Hills. So we're in Grizzly Hills now. I think we're done in Grizzly Hills. I think I just finished there. It was very, I don't know if I can do this. I got through some sections and then other quests I started to do, got halfway through them and then realized, like, I think I had to collect plants and maybe another plant. And then I'd get serpent eyes from like 3 different locations. Well, the serpent eyes, I was like, I'll get them last. I should have went for them first. So I didn't waste my time because I could not do the serpent eyes. I don't know what it is. Those serpents were bad for me on my squishy priest. I'm like, okay, you know, the first one I pulled, I had to pop Shadow Fiend. I'm like, I pulled it because I panicked because I was like, this is way too much damage. I don't like my health sitting. Not happy. So I got through that. I'm like, then I was hovering on my mount. I'm like, you know, dicking around. Do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? I'm like, well, you know, maybe that... I'm like, that one was level 65. That was a level higher than me at the time. So I'm like, well, let me find a level 64. Found a level 64. That one died no problem. And I'm like, I planned when I was going to use Shadow Fiend on it. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, this will just take a little while because I have to work around the Shadow Fiend cooldown. All right, I can do that. Whatever. The one that had given me trouble had respawned, again, down on the beach shore thing. And so I'm like, all right, this one's 64 now. Let's go get him. No. he hit me just as hard as the 65 that was in that location a few minutes prior. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. This ain't worth it. So I dropped the quest. I'm like, screw it. All right, we're not doing it. So I've dropped so much stuff. I can't believe that she's level 65. I really can't. I don't know how I got to 65. The amount of quests I've dropped, I should not be. it's like I don't know where to go, and now I'm like boxing myself in because I'm like, oh crap, I'm running out of places to go. And so then they wanted me, then I'm like, oh, you know, there's a quest hub up in Westfall Brigade, let's go up there. So I went up there. I had the real easy horse quest. That was fine. That was fantastic. I was like, awesome. So got that done, and then they're like, go talk to this dude and get some alcohol. And I'm like, that was the quest. I was like, I didn't believe what Wildhead was saying, where people are like, oh, you just go and buy it from him, but you have to have the quest. But I was thinking I had to attack something there, or he was going to come after me after I bought it. I don't know. For some reason, I was recalling a different quest, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I like very hesitantly went up there, and I'm like, I don't believe you. And I'm like, oh, okay, bye. So just kind of left in a... turn that in. And then, you know, I'm flying around. And then the one person's like, oh, you need to go get some food for my bear. And I'm like, all right. Well, that quest was terrifying because anytime I've dealt with a quest that gives you a fishing net and you have to be over a fishing bubbly area, something bad comes out of the water. So I'm like levitating over the pools, barely in range to net it. And I'm like, yeah, tentatively like hitting it, holding my breath. And I'm like bubbling and I'm like, throw. And then it like, wait, nothing happened. And I'm like, oh, where's the murloc that's going to eat me? Like nothing happened. And I'm like, I did all the nets and nothing happened. I'm like, was something supposed to? I'm like, whatever, I'm out of here. So like, at least it was very weird. I'm like, nothing came to get me. Okay.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. I was very surprised. So she got to level 65. Again, I don't know how. And I think she's going to Howling Fjord next because I'm just like, I don't really want to do Zoldrak right now. I don't foresee me doing much there. So like, I think I can get around some places in Howling Fjord, but you know, I saw another camp that, you know, had quests and I'm like, ooh, and it was in Grizzly Hills. But then I'm looking at all the elite giants walking around it. And then I'm like, okay. And then I'm looking at all of the rune shapers that are around that I vaguely remembered you might have had to kill. And they're like, I'm like, they've got cast bars. Are they going to shoot lightning at me? And then I'm like, yeah, no, bye. So I'm like, we're just going to leave there. So
yeah.
She's moving on to a different zone. Mm. Yeah. And then there was last night. And we did Iron Teams with Zorts, mm-hmm, with Team Puppet Rise again.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what's going to happen when Zorts and I are streaming together. Some nights are calm and quiet. And, you know, straightforward.
When's that?
Few and far between. Few and far between.
I was going to say.
Okay. Last night was all sorts of BS going on. My RNG gods decided they really didn't like me last night, mm-hmm, and we were having a discussion about that.
Very cruel. Very cruel.
Yeah. Mm. So it took us a while. Well, actually, it favored Zorts for a little bit by not giving him the quest item for something that we had to kill, you know, for almost 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And so he finally gets it. We're like, okay, awesome. We got out of there. And then we have to go back. And so I'm like, oh, I don't know this quest. I've never done this area as a Horde character. And so I do have to rely on him to some degree because he's flipped back and forth in there. And like, this is all new to me on the Horde side. So I'm like, okay. So it's like, oh, here's the guy. We found him. They're like, okay, take the report back. And I went to mount up and I'm like, wait, it's not showing as a question mark in the quest log. What's going on? And then I'm like reading the quest and I'm like, oh, we have to get the report and take it back. Well, what's the drop off of? Withered Bog Lords. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, oh, these were the guys we were just killing to get the other thing. And he's like, great. So we start killing and killing. But first there was one right near the body. And I'm like, hey, wouldn't it be awesome if it dropped off of this, you know, just thinking out loud. And he's like, shut your mouth. And I'm like, what? He goes, you just jinxed us. Well, I jinxed me, not him. So he got it maybe 10 kills later, which, you know, not bad.
Mm.
Maybe 15 at the most. We had to kill like another
lot.
I don't know. Another good 10 or 15 before mine dropped. Yeah, and when he got his, I was just so frustrated. I'm just like, F you, dude. That totally broke him, I guess, at that point, because he's been so tired with his work week. And he just melted into a puddle of laughter. And it was at the wrong time for that to happen, because I think I pulled one and another one walked in or something. And then we had two Bog Lords on us, and he's laughing uncontrollably. And I'm trying to heal myself, and I'm on a priest, and I'm like, hit it, do something. He's like, heal yourself. I'm like, I'm trying. And I was like, this is how it's gonna end, really? So we managed, I popped Shadow Fiend, we managed to kill that, and then I finally got my thing. He's like, we need to get out of here. So we finally got out of there, and I hadn't gotten my thing yet. He's like, I need a minute, because he couldn't breathe. He was laughing so bad, so I had to get out the flying mount because I'm navigating this time. And I got up in the air, and he's sitting on the mount. He goes, I need a minute. He walked away for a good amount of time.
A minute.
So And he's like, you know, and afterwards he goes, you tried to kill me. I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, I didn't try to kill you. And then we turned everything in, and we try to push for 2 levels a stream. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. Mm. After we turned in the 1 set of quests, I'm like, okay, where are we going to go? He goes, we're going to stop for tonight. And I'm like, oh, okay. So
he was done.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done. So he's like, after that incident, he's like, I'm just so done.
Yeah.
So so we were just, well, I don't know if we were just shy. We were a couple of quests shy of hitting 62, but we got to 61 somehow.
Yay!
I mean, maybe this team will go further after that incident in Ghostlands and we managed to pull it out. I don't know, but I'm still having flashbacks of that, by the way, buddy. Still nightmarish incident that was. Mm. And
nice. But, well, you've been busy.
Yeah, so it's been a busy week. Yeah,
it has. Absolutely. All right. Well, and congratulations, you know, Team Puppet Rides again. Again, is doing well. So
yes, by somehow, way, shape, or form. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, so Stir and Azzy keep telling me it's my turn, and because they keep trading off deaths, and I'm like, you two need to leave me out of this. I'm like, I see nothing. I know nothing. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I think it just needs to stay in Azzy Stir thing. You know,
they need romance. To do a cleansing ritual. Yeah. They need to print out every challenger that has ever died of theirs and like burn them or something. Incense, I don't know, but leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah, leave everyone alone. I think they can just keep their keep their little challenge within the challenge to just them. That sounds good. Alrighty, okay, let's get on with it. So, just a quick rundown of my week. So, again, I have been, I did a little bit of challenges. So, I did get a couple of bloods done. We hit the Gnome Warlock, hit 23 this week. So, she's doing obliterating between Wetlands and Loch Murdan, of course. My Lightforged Hunter, I got 2 levels on her this week. So, she hit 45. Because guess what? We did the Light's Hope Chapel run from Light's Hope Chapel right across Eastern Plaguelands, Western Plaguelands. 2 levels. Rare hunting.
Really? I'm afraid to go there.
Yeah, baby. Nah, nah.
Hit like a truck on me.
Nah, on a hunter? Nah, she's fine. She's fine. Nice. Absolutely. So, yeah, so she's at 1,030 kills. So I'm really happy with how she's going. I didn't quite get the level that I wanted on my Night Elf Hunter yesterday. Because, you know, when the body gets tired, leader's rule number one. Get off your challenge soon. So I'm about 3 bars from 67. But we did get a new pet. I was very excited about that. I was so tempted to kill it. So Lockyer over in Shalazar, we got a new pet. So I was happy with, I was quite happy. Because it is such, it's one of my favorite cats for a hunter.
I've only seen that on a character that couldn't kill it.
I've seen it 4 times on a pacifist. Wow. On my passy, 4 times. And that's where
that's who I saw it on. I only saw it once.
Went back on
my
pacifist. The hunter. So, yeah. So that was good. So otherwise, she's nearly all the way through and so close to 67. So we'll get there. We'll get there hopefully today or tomorrow, which will be good. But I did have some pacifist love this week as well. So my little Tauren Druid, Rogueslayer, I'm running 2 pacifists. who am I? I don't even know. So I've got a Tauren Druid. So I'm running my second one is Horde. She hit 28 this week. And again, I don't even know who I am. My Night Elf Rogue. So this is my first pacifist. I just can't believe it. She hit 79.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very nice.
Yeah. Wow. I don't. Chris, you have better figure out what we're doing after when we hit 80, because I have got no freaking clue, honestly.
I only have one pacifist right now, and 38.
Yeah, mine's been sitting at 90 for a while. I think at 80 you can still hang around Sholazar for a level or two.
Know. I've been in Sholazar since like 65, so...
Yeah, I lived there a long time.
Love Sholazar. So, yeah. Again, I can't believe it. But it's very chillaxing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Obviously, it's not too bad of a zone. Sholazar has got a lot of green mobs and a lot of that you can pick herbs away from red mobs. Fantastic. Love it. So, don't know what I'm going to do once I leave Sholazar. Anyway, we'll figure that out. So the main thing is I didn't kill any toons this week. So, you know what? Didn't need to because I died enough on Leta on my main, you know?
So you were paying homage to the death gods.
That's right. So I made up for my not losing the challenge tomb by killing Leta about, I swear to God, like 30 times this week.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, yeah. Yay for new zones. Excellent. Yes. Anyway, we'll get there. All right. Let's have a look. I've got, let's see.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
There we go. You like that one? Thanks, Rogue Slayer. Thanks for that.
Excellent.
Appreciate yes. that. Okay, so we don't really have a lot of news this week. However, I did want to make mention there were some hot fixes that were brought in. However, when I looked through it, there wasn't really anything that was outstanding for a challenge tune. So if you want to go and have a look, hang on. Leta can't work a mouse. That sounds about right. If you want to go check it out, then why won't it paste? Okay. I don't know what Stone's done, but it's not letting me paste. Okay. I can't paste the link. Thanks. I've obviously changed or Stone's done something too. I can't paste it. Anyway. Go and have a look at the news on the worldofwarcraft.com websites for the hotfix stuff. Just if you need to double check, there's a lot of stuff to do with raids and dungeons and all that kind of there for a challenge tune, though nothing that's really outstanding. I also wanted to let you know that the shop for where you can get the WoW Challenges gear has got free shipping, Stone told me. So from today, well, from technically tomorrow, July 13th to the 17th. So if you're interested in that, we'll put the links up on the blog post, Nisi, please. So that will be there. But yeah, if you want to check it out, it's on Spreadshirt, definitely over there. So I don't know why it's not letting me post. Thank you, Nisi. It's something's... something's gone wrong.
It was a weird clicky thing where it let you copy it then put it in.
Okay, cool. It's just, yeah.
I figured it out.
Not letting me do emotes and it's not letting me do links. So I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I'll look at it later. The other thing that I just wanted to make a big mention, and I know he's not here, and I know he's, shall we say in retirement, but I don't care. Anyway, it is Stone's birthday today. So please, yay, if you've not sent him any birthday love, please jump on Twitter at StoneGrasp, StoneGrasp. Please send him some happy birthday love. He's probably had a few beers.
He might not see it till tomorrow. I don't
might
know,
not see it till yeah. tomorrow, but please just shout out. He's done a lot for, obviously, for the community. And as much as he's not the face of it anymore, he's still a big part of the challenge. So please, send him some happy birthday love.
Happy
that would
birthday.
Be fantastic. He's an old man. Yeah, I know. We all know that. Grumpy old man, as I like to tell him. All right, let's get on to the state of the challenges. Ladies, let's do this. So, Rogue Slayer, irons, please.
All right, irons. Number 10, we have Nikki at 58. Then Soul Foo, 65. Hunter Punk at 72. Jernmund BFA, 75. And sixth place, we have 8-9 at 81. One Shot Ash hit 86. Imposter at 91. And the top three this week are Jangalo at 95. Jernmund 114 RIP. So sorry. And Tezbegriz at 120.
Very nice.
Well done, and our ninth.
Congrats. I have to say, congrats on our ninth max level Iron Man champion.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Absolutely.
Corpse Grind did very well. When that hit earlier this week, so he hit 120, which is fantastic. And there is a blog post up about that on the website too. So if you want to see what he's, how he did it and what he's been up to, thank you, Nisi, for that. Appreciate that. All right, Bloods, go for it.
Alrighty, so let's see. Starting at 10th, we have Blood Lita. I wonder who that is. Level 45. Got Saya Barra at 56. Nikki at 58. Soulfist at 59. Bloodzorts at 66. Good job, buddy. Killer Chris at 70. Soul Snuffer at 78, Blood Trap at 83, Soul Stoned at 88, and Soulful Paul at 107.
Nice.
Alrighty. So the pacifists we have at number 10, 5 Piggledy, 56. Pose Picker is 57. Awesome Blomster at 62. We have Farrapaw at 63, Ferraflora at 67, and then Passypaw at 76, Passylita 79.
Woo-hoo!
And then a top three are Pacifist at 80, Zaya Passy at 82, and Herminator at 105.
Nice.
Well done, Passy.
Very nice. All right, so tins are up next. We've got not a whole lot of tins this week.
No.
We have Terra Rasta at 10. Therana at 13. Veronica at 16. Tin Kin at 29. Better Tin at 49. Tin 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 at 52. And Arundel at 74.
All right, and then greens at number 10. Green Boom at 50. We have Evergreenal at 51 RIP. Christiest at 53. Sky Gazer at 54. Sky Green at 55.
Yay.
At number 5, Pendiron at 60. Farishami hit 70, and then the top three are Gringaskhan at 72, Celadon at 72, and Sky Climber 91.
Nice.
All right, so we have our new working man challenge, kind of new. Let's see here. Oh, we've got a full list this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, looks like an interesting list too here. All right, so we've got. Okay. Lurkst, I don't know. There's not enough vowels in there. At 16, Maldrax at 19, but RIP. Spoon Peon at 21, RIP. Garden at 22. Shireen at 27. 9 till 5 at 27. Talk two at 29. I don't know. Ferris Stella at 29. Working two, 37, but red flagged for an equipped blue item. Watch that gear. And number one, unfortunately, Hoopty at 53, RIP.
Yeah. Rough week on the working man, but fantastic to see so many giving it a go. So
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's really a lot of people jumped in there really quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's have a look at our teams for this week. So Iron teams at number five, we have got Iron Squad Gamma hit 22. Four this week is Team Positivity, RIP 26. Oh dear. Number three, Shintorix hit 39. Second this week is Light and Lightning hit 41. And number one team, Team Puppet Rides again, hitting 61. Yay. So congratulations, guys. Well done. Thank you. You've got a little bit of competition now.
Actions picked up on that list.
I know, very well. All right, so blood teams. There was no blood teams this week.
No, sadly, I don't have time on my other accounts. So, yeah.
I'd say everyone's been busy doing other things, so that's fine. But there was a green team. So this week we had Tall and Small hit 39. So well done.
That is Seffy and his girl.
Oh, Seffy's team.
His
yes.
girlfriend.
Yes. Nice. All right. Okay. So obviously commiserations, because we did lose a few this week to everyone that we did lose. And well done to all the challenges and your tunes that are still going. So good luck this week. Okay.
Well done.
Let's have a look. Where is? Here we go.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Can't go past classic Rogue Slayer. Love that. It's still one of my favorites. All right. Okay. I'm sorry, Rogue Slayer. You've got as
this go for this it. One's perfect for me given my Boston accent.
Okay.
So, from Azzy. Right. I burnt my Hawaiian pizza. It should have been on Aloha temperature. On Aloha temperature.
It's kind of cute. It really is. Don't know about gold, Azzy. Don't know about gold. But you know what? It's a cute one. It wasn't bad. It's a cute one. Yes. So thank you. Thank you for that. All right. Let's go with Nisi. Can you take this next one, please?
So this was from Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. He sent in some information that he came across. He just wanted, figured other challengers should be aware of it was a thing for him and a couple of other people that he saw in the area. So he wasn't sure if it was going to ring true everywhere, but just the more we know, right? Mm-hmm. So, something to keep in mind. Hey guys, this is a odd thing to be aware of. Just had a level 33 in whites one shot by a spot where a festival fire used to be. I saw it kill two other characters besides mine. This seems specific to Spirit Rise on Borean Tundra, but I think this bug could occur anywhere where there was a fire festival. I went back with an 80 in heirlooms and was almost killed again. I checked the same location on two other servers, but those were normal.
Ooh.
So very odd.
Very odd. Thank you for letting us know. Again, it's like anything. Knowledge is power, right? So if it is something that you're around about that vicinity, beware. because it might, maybe it was just a bug, maybe it was something that just has happened, maybe it's now something that's permanently in, who knows, but just be very, very careful. An 80 yeah. in heirlooms and he was almost killed again. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be taking a challenge tune anywhere there. So
Azzy, I believe that's Borean Tundra Server.
Borean Tundra Server.
I could be wrong. Okay. I could be wrong.
So Spirit Rise.
Spirit Rise. Isn't that a horde starting spot for the Taurens? Or am I wrong?
Spirit
Rise. It's one of the locations in Thunderbluff.
But yeah, yes. So I thought.
Mm. So,
I believe that's Borean Tundra Server.
Yes. Yeah. All right. But again, you know, just be careful. Just be careful, people. So, but thank you, Tiber, aka Tiber. it's good to know these things. All right. So, Rogue Slayer, can you just take the next one for me?
We can. And this is from We So Hardy. Just wanted to shoot you guys a quick note. Thank you for the amazing challenges. I have been streaming them every weekend morning on my Facebook gaming page, and my viewers love it. We So Hardy.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
that's very sweet. It's nice to get some lovely feedback. So thank you so much. And again, all these things are possible. You guys, everybody contributes to this. So thank you, everyone, because, you know, you guys are keeping the challenge alive as well. So thank you. Thank you. And enjoy. Best of luck. We So Hardy. Best of luck in what you're doing. Absolutely. And let us know. Write in and let us know how you're going, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, or, you know, if you take any screenshots, don't forget to tweet those and use the hashtag WildChallenges, and that way we can see them on the social media and we can, you know, retweet it every so often and we can keep an eye on what you're up to.
Absolutely. Because we do love going through screenshots. It's good to see what everyone's been up to. So, again, we appreciate
seeing
that. Yeah,
it's nice to see everybody involved. Mm.
All right, I don't think there's anything from the chat room, so I think we might start wrapping it up. All righty. Let's go. So, Niecy, take it away, please.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, as with anything that's this large of an entity, I mean, we're not huge, but, you know, it's big enough, and it needs all the help it can get, so... You know, a lot of this is because of all of the supporters, and we do appreciate the supporters extremely, extremely very much. You know, a lot of this couldn't be done without you guys, so we do appreciate it. Everybody that supports the channel through any means like PayPal or subscribing to Twitch and all that, you know, it goes to pay the bills, keeps the lights on the server, all that stuff. So we would like to thank all of our Iron Elite. And let's get going here. So, thank you to Aleandris. I always say your name wrong. Azaloon? You're going to hate me now. Chupa, Crash Landing 99. Daenerys, 1985. Dave DeHunter. Dino. Execute. Elby. Fair. Five Iron. Frasley Sparkspan. Gaston. Grand Nagus, Introvert Genius, Cashbringer, Chris, Layla, Lisanne, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx Hammer, Periton, Rude DeBrune, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Taco, Thalani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tuli Bardeen, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Olminia, Unamathil, Valesia, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you guys so very much.
Exactly. And again, I just want to reiterate everything that comes in through those that are the Iron Elite. It pays for the server costs, guys. So, you know, there is no money going to us. We do all of this for, you know, on our own backs, but everything pays for the server to run that. And again, we greatly thank you. Thank you so much. The other huge thank you, I know I say this every week, but seriously, guys, You make my life so much easier. So I just want to say a big thank you, as always, to the mods that are here in Twitch as well as in Discord in particular. So thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zorts. Time zones always makes things interesting. So again, there's lots of things I don't see, and you know, we do appreciate you guys looking after all that stuff when, you know, I got sleep and work. So, you know, got to pay the bills. I got to pay because, you know, I need to pay for WoW. So that's what that does. And as always, I want to say thank you to all the viewers that have been with us today, guys. Thank you so much for just coming and hanging out and giving a little bit of your time to us to listen to the stories and to see how the challenges are going. And we appreciate that. So thank you for that. All right. So next show will be next week, which is Saturday, July 20th. Where is this year going?
I don't know. What is happening?
What?
Like, wasn't it just January? Like,
I don't. Yep. Which means holidays is soon. Oh, yay. No. So 7 p.m. Eastern time, as always. Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern is our show. We will be having Daenerys will be coming to have a chat with us. So I'm super excited to have a chat with her and see what she's been up to. Again, Rogue Slayer, thank you for today. Thank you for coming to hang out with us. So can you let everyone know where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
I sure can. Thank you for having me. Always fun.
You're welcome.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at RogueSlayer1. Boom.
Done. Nice. Nice and easy. Excellent. All right.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. It's nice when you can get everything's just, you know, everything's the same. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Now, don't forget, you can find all of the information for the WoW Challenges at wowchallenges.com. There is Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, information, everything so on there. All right. So yeah, please pop there to find out. Now, if you want to download the episode, because again, we do a live thing, but technically this is a podcast. It's a live show podcast. Yeah. All of that. So you can check us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Have they taken iTunes away again?
I'm not sure.
There was talk that they were discontinuing. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, we'll
find out. They're just splitting it up so that you know, music will be in music, just like podcasts are now in podcasts.
Oh, okay.
They're just splitting it.
Okay, good to.
We'll look into it.
Obviously, I need to pay more attention. I've been a big slack, so we will have to have a look at that. Now,
well, there's been a lot going on.
There has been a lot going on, absolutely. Now, don't forget that if you want to send in your questions, your tips, your tricks, your puns, and any of that kind of stuff, so send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Other than that, Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Okay. Well, you can find me first off in the WoW Challenges Discord. I'm, you know, one of the chat mods over there. You can find me there probably the fastest. You can also get me on Twitter at NisiBGN. I stream my WoW Challenges adventures over on Twitch, and that's going to be NisiBGN as well. And I have a YouTube channel, but I haven't really been posting anything on there lately, but you can find past challenge adventures, and that's NisiBGN as well.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Alrighty. And as for where you can find me, obviously I am on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And there's a couple other shows that I do in between everything else, apparently. So Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth, which is still with Stone, and we should be doing a show next week of that. So, which should be a live show. That's the plan. Yeah, great. As you know. Anyway, that's the plan. All right. Nisi, Take it away.
All right. So, you know, we have two people that do help out a lot with our intro and outro. So we'd like to thank Mark Honan for the intro. And you can find Mark Honan at Mark Honan Wow on Twitter. And you can also find our next huge person that we just love so much and want to thank so much, Epic Insanity. You can find him on Twitter at epic_insanity. And nice. He is also part of the, or runs, the Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon podcasts.
Yes. So please show these guys some love because they have been fantastic friends. And they have helped us out and continue to help us out, which is muchly appreciated. All right. Other than that, ladies, I think we are done. So again, everyone, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for being here today. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Everyone, please have a wonderful week, whether it is in or out of game, and just stay safe. So that's the main thing. Other than that, guys, bye.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.